Do you not see that Allah has made subject to you whatever is in the heavens and whatever is in the earth, and amply bestowed upon you His favors, both apparent and unapparent? But of the people is he who disputes about Allah without knowledge or guidance or an enlightening book from Him. And when it is said to them, "Follow what Allah has revealed," they say, "Rather, we will follow that upon which we found our fathers." Even if Satan was inviting them to the punishment of the blaze. And whoever submits his face to Allah while he is a doer of good, then he has grasped the most trustworthy handhold. And to Allah will be the outcome of all matters. And whoever has disbelieved, let not his disbelief grieve you. To us is their return, and we will inform them of what they did. Indeed, Allah is knowing of that within the breasts. We grant them enjoyment for a little, then we will force them to a massive punishment. And if you ask them, "Who created the heavens and earth?" they would surely say, "Allah." Say, "All praise is due to Allah," but most of them do not know. To Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens and earth. Indeed, Allah is the free of need, the praiseworthy. And if whatever trees upon the earth were pens and the sea was ink, replenished thereafter by seven more seas, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise. Your creation and your resurrection will not be but as that of a single soul. Indeed, Allah is hearing and seeing.